1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
In a moment, we'll have a visit from Harvey Wireman Law Talk, and he will concentrate on the Kanye West story. If you haven't heard, Bob Bakin apparently mistook Mr. West for some sort of an emotionally or developmentally disabled man who got onto the stage. Apparently, no, Bob. Thanks for that accurate report. He was actually an invited celebrity. Bob thought he was with a group of, and I'm quoting, retards from the audience, end quote, and one of them got loose. Unbelievable. And our number again, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget that the Monday show will be a Bobby Dooley marathon. Bobby, in all of her disgusting grandeur, will be with us to talk about whatever it is that's happening there at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. A lot of it's pretty, pretty foul. All right, let's do it, man. It's time now for Harvey Wireman's Law Talk. Harvey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, young man. I've been following the what the hell is that?
Oh, it's just the theme music. I'm sorry.
Is that Edie Gourmet? Because I've got a story. I can't tell it on the air, but I've got a story about a night not too long ago that Steve Lawrence was in Las Vegas and Edie was at home, and she said, "Well, you know, the light's green," and I said, "Well, you know, my mama didn't raise any fool."
I don't want to hear it, man. So give me the whole story on this West guy.
On the who?
On this Kwame West cat.
I'm not familiar with which.
The story tonight from the NBC.
Oh, yeah. I got it right here, Phil. It was a concert in New York for the hernia relief. Hurricane. Where are my glasses?
Hurricane relief.
And a heartfelt and dignified boondoggle.
Benefit.
Do you have the story there?
I don't. I'm just thinking of what it is you're trying to say. No, I don't.
It was a, what was it?
Benefit.
It's a benefit, yeah, for NBC and other networks. Now, apparently what happened, Phil, the alleged outspoken rapper Kanye,
is that his name?
I'm seeing Coon Boy. I don't know.
Why would it be Coon Boy?
Phil, I don't know. You've got rappers that call themselves, who's this succulent or what's this?
Ludacris?
Yeah, what's that about? You know, you got another one. How about Fornication Man or
50 Cent?
That guy, yeah. Let me get back here. Apparently, outspoken rapper
Kanye, I think.
Kanye West appeared two-thirds through the program. He claimed that
George Bush.
What does that say? Didn't that say John Butt?
No, it's George Bush.
Is your nurse there?
Yeah, I've got him right here. Sven, look at that.
No, it says George Bush.
That's George Bush, huh? I thought it said John Butt.
Well, who's the president, man?
I know who the president is. I'm trying to figure out who this guy Coon West is talking about.
His name's Kanye, man.
Who?
The rapper.
Oh, he said that George Bush doesn't care about black people, and said America is set up to help the pods, the black popples.
What is he saying?
Sven, the black people, the less well-off, as slow as possible. Now, Phil, this is what this guy, Kanye West, that's what he said. Now, there was a several-second tape delay, but the person in charge was instructed to listen for and didn't realize that West had gone off script, said NBA spokesman David Stern. Now,
what do you mean NBA spokesman?
NBC spokeswoman Rebecca Marks. That's just a little clerical error.
And how do you go from NBA spokesman David Stern to NBC spokeswoman Rebecca Marks and tell me that that's a clerical error?
Look, pal, I got some guy with some Muslim name here, and I don't know what these people call themselves anymore. You got Muhammad, you got the other ones, And now this guy comes on and calls himself Stove Lid West. And I'm,
what do you mean, Stove Lid West?
Well, I thought, oh, it's Kanye. So
look at, man, the whole thing that happened tonight at NBC apparently was this cat got on there and went off script and started slamming on Bush and saying the whole reason for New Orleans was because of him, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. You got me on talking about...
Well, give me the legal ramifications of this. Can NBC be sued?
NBC, because they put Mr. West on and he made smearing comments, cannot be sued because it falls under the First Amendment free speech. Now, the guy who I think is really in trouble is the host of the show, Matt Lauer? Yeah, Matt Lauer. And he invited people to contribute to the American Red Cross Relief Fund. Well, what's that about, see? So
I don't even know what you're talking about, man, but I will tell you this. People have been calling in about this man, Kanye West. And
I'm talking about the American Red Cross.
All right.
Well, what do they do?
They. Thanks a lot, dude, because I'm through.
Wait a minute. All I'm asking you is who are you? Well, you're not going to hang up on me, are you?
Yeah, I'm hanging up on you, man. You're a freaking idiot. You need to go take a nap.
Take a nap? I lay down now and I'll never get up. How's that going to make you feel? Go to hell. Wait a minute. I like this. Night and day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And the governor of, the mayor of New Orleans was just on TV, Mr. Nagin, or Nagy, or God knows what Harvey would do with that name.
Negro?
Yeah. And he is on TV right now, and he was doing his song and a dance, but the bottom line on all this is, the cats that run the state and the city, I ain't exactly seeing them doing any kind of a boogie-woogie, man. I don't see those guys doing the fast shuffle of the corporate boogie-woogie. Hey, dig this. They got 8 million freaking buses that should have been released, and they weren't because the city don't know what's up. The state is even worse. Everybody's standing around with their thumb in their ear, man, and they're going, huh? I'm telling you right now, if you want some second guessing, here it is. This is the greatest thing that could possibly be said. Wetlands, yeah. Global warming, whatever. Hurricanes, thank you. How about this? How about the guy that decided to build a city below sea level? Because why? Because it made for a good port. Why? Because they could bring slaves in. Why? To work the plantations. Why? To make a lot of money. And after all that bread they made, they're still living below sea level. And they got a levee and a dike and all of them people down there. It's messed up. Thank you. That's been my commentary on Phil Clears It Up. All right, later on, we're going to have cocktails and cigars. All right. Yeah! Life's good, man, when you're dry.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I'm not going to give any more money to Red Cross, none of that. Not that I ever did, but I'm just going to pretend like I did. And now I'm saying I'm not giving any more to them. I don't want to slam. I will tell you this. I have a personal experience with one person from the Red Cross. I was trying to get money. I was trying to get blood together for the Gulf War, the original Gulf War. And this person I dealt with the Red Cross up in Ventura County was psychotic. I ain't kidding. Screamed at me. She screamed at me because I made some suggestion that was just, you know. But the reason why I'm saying that is, like, I'm looking at what's going on in New Orleans. Now, let's forget for the moment that we're blaming Bush or Louisiana or the governor or global warming. The Red Cross got so much bread, they ought to have a private fleet of freaking helicopters, man. Now, what are those cats doing? Now, in other words, don't you think we have the right to ask that question? You know all that money that we donated for 9/11? Well, that money didn't get to the people, the families in New York. That money was earmarked for other disasters. That's what they told us, right? Okay, here it is. Now, where's that bread? Now, see, we got another, in case something else happens, man. You know, we're expecting a big one, the whole West Coast going into the ocean. When that happens, then we'll mobilize our fleet of private submarines to rescue everybody. But until then, screw off. You tell me the Red Cross has got, yes, we do. It's a secret thing. I don't want to get into it. Well, I'm figuring United Way, what do they do? Don't they do some of this? I mean, is it like, what about March of Dimes? Or is that for polio? I don't know.
About the Tuberculosis Society.
Well, that's not for this. That's for tuberculosis.
National Malaria Relief.
National Malaria Relief. Yeah, let's go down there. I mean, all of these organizations, Americans do contribute quite a bit of money to charities. One of the reasons, it's tax deductible. All right. Nice move, Mr. Mays, with that $500,000 donation. But anyway.
What about the Weeblos?
Yeah, let's get the Weeblos down there. Don't you say it, bud. Boy Scouts. But seriously, like the Red Cross with a fairly significant piece of money. See, like, shouldn't they be mobilizing? You know? Okay, what do I do for a living? Well, I'm in the disaster relief thing. Right. So shouldn't we? Well, I don't know. I'm standing here waiting for your orders, sir. You're the head of the Red Cross. I'm just a guy standing here with a truck, you know, key to the truck. What do you want me to do? Well, I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking. Well, will you think a little quicker? Because we got some people drowning down there. All right. Well, I'm thinking. I'm with the American Red Cross. We do disaster relief, don't we? Yes. That's my understanding when I first applied for the job. Okay. So therefore, we should be ready to mobilize within literally hours after something happens, right? I don't know. I mean, I'm just here. You know, I took the job application there. You guys came to the campus. Well, that's what I think. So how come we don't know how to do that? Got me. All right. Well, maybe we had a... you know what? I quit. Let's hire somebody else. That's the best idea I've had today, sir. I got this idea, man. We do like disaster relief, right? See? Yeah. Well, what's that mean? We mobilize. We got a plan so that we can mobilize within hours. Who's with me? I don't get the concept. Who's that in the back? Mr. Jones, I'm just... Mr. Jones, sir, Red Cross is what we are. Yeah, I get that. Okay. If a disaster happens, man, well, then what we do is we, because we got all this money, we mobilize really fast, you know, and we go down with blood, blankets. What do you mean? What the hell am I talking about here, man? Is this the Red Cross or ain't it? That's what the door, sign on the door said. I'm not using the men's room. Jesus. Well, then why don't you guys stay with me on this? Sign on the door in the men's room. So what we do is we are able to move down there as rapidly as possible. So it seems to me like we're not very well organized here, and we ought to get our thumbs out of our rear ends or wherever they've been, and let's get it going, baby. Well, we always get the federal government. I get give me that federal government thing, man. I say we act with initiative. Let's get the trucks, load them up, let's go. Come on, hey, nobody's moving. Come on, man. All right, we've got this latest in from Mark Mays at Clear Channel. They are donating $75 to disaster relief. Thank you very much, sir.
Mr. Mays, I'd like to thank you deeply and gratefully. Who are you? I'm just a guy here on the street.
I thought I'd pretend like I'm the governor. Obviously, you don't buy it, so yeah, get out of here. All right. President went down to New Orleans, and what they're going to do now is they're going to take those pictures of Bush in New Orleans right now, and they'll put, like, captions, look at that disingenuous act of concern. What a scumbag. Yes, President Bush went to New Orleans today to commiserate with the people down there. What a turd. The man, pretending that he cared, went down and actually had the gall to put his arm around people who were suffering and pretend like he gives a rat's rear end. But we know the man is bored. You know, if everything they said about Bush was real, the guy'd be like seriously psychotic. Honest to God. You imagine a cat like putting on the big happy face and he doesn't mean that. Well, he was crying. I mean, oh no, don't buy the act. So he went down there and was trying to commiserate with some of the people. But we all know the truth. He's a walking butt log, that president of ours, isn't he? Oh, terrible guy. Right now, the National Guard is going through the waterlogged neighborhoods. But just so you know, the thing that we've learned is it doesn't take, you know, 2 seconds to mobilize thousands of troops. And the other thing is once they pull the National Guard down there, you realize it's shoot to kill time now. No, no more. The game's over, baby. The game is over. The coppers can pull. If that cat thought that those cops were acting bad by yanking people out of the stores, wait till those National Guard get in the street, man. They'll plug you. If there's a curfew set up, and if you're out there 2 seconds after 7 o'clock, they start taking target practice. There's one right now, Billy. I'll get you a case of red eye on that. All right. Doom! You walk down the street with the big fat rear end and you got a sofa, you and your fat sister, and you're wearing your big radio station T-shirts to cover up your ever-widening rear ends, and the National Guard, you're just going to be giving them a big fat target. Two big fat targets. You know, if you're going to go loot a store, by the way, how about getting dressed for it? Some of you people,
I saw some chick down there. I swear to God, I mean this with all the greatest of sincerity, but what's with the freaking, like, what is that? Some kind of a Sierra Leone headgear? I mean, there is cats out there. Some dude's looting a store. He's wearing a shirt that says something like Camp Fun, you know, like a radio station T-shirt. I listen to K93, Billy and Bobby in the morning, and the guy's... One of the guys they shot, I think, was actually a radio personality. All right, which would be a good thing. Okay. Don't forget, on Monday, it's the Bobby Dooley Marathon. If you go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, you're going to check out a little thing there called our audio archives. When you go there, you can get archives of our audio, as well as take a look at some of the press that we've gotten, take a look at some of the television that we've done, take a look at some of the webcasts that we've done, and only for $6.95 a month is all it costs you. Now, the reason why I mention $6.95 a month is because this is what you got to do, baby, to get a membership to our website. I realize that it may be a hardship for a lot of you guys, that you've every last nickel has gone to hurricane relief, but that's no excuse. Send me also $6.95. So when you write your checks this month, one for hurricane relief, write another one for me. $6.95, and that'll get you access to all of the audio on our website at www.philhenryshow.com. Again, on Monday, it's our Bobby Dooley Marathon. And I also want to get back into reading some of the show's funniest lines. If you've got some, you can certainly email them to us. But I just found a source on the internet, and there's a lot of really interesting websites that deal with material from our show, and I found a source of some of the funniest crap that nobody has emailed into us, but people have posted in various places, lines and quotes from some of the characters. So I'm going to get into that here in just a couple of seconds. But on our website, again, you can also pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. It's only, this year it's going to be $30. Jeez, we haven't even started putting that together for this year, have we, man? Did you, Mark? Well, you're going to have to give it to me again, man. Yeah, he did it. I didn't do anything with it. All right, so we will have our Best of CD for this year. It'll be a two-CD set, $30. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And again, that's in our souvenir shop. So, you know, visit the website. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to... the phones. Hi, who is this? Lloyd?
Yes, sir. I'm watching the television, Phil. I heard you mentioning some of the hurricane relief that's going on down there in New Orleans, and I want you to know that as a I'm a Navy man, and I'm a former Navy man, I should say. I was in the United States Navy in the Korean War.
Okay.
And it would seem to me the Navy would be helpful.
Why is that?
I'm sorry?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the water?
Yeah. Because of the water.
Well, it's not deep enough for any, ships to get in there.
Well, they've got airboats. They've got all kinds of craft. The Coast Guard has got all kinds of rubber dinghies. And yet, with all of that water, there's no naval representation, and I find that a waste of resource. So I just wanted to mention that. To your listeners, and that's all I had to say.
All right, sir. Well, I'll,
Well, can you call them or something? Or?
What do you mean? You want me to call the Navy?
Well, you want me to do it? I don't carry any weight.
All right, I'll call the Navy, man, and I'll have them get down there.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're talking to a private citizen here.
Well, you're a naval veteran.
It doesn't make you're on the radio. They, as far as they're concerned, they couldn't care whether I live or die. And that's sad. Are you looking at some of the video from the hurricane? Or are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
Because I sense that you're looking at hurricane video, and that's pissing me off.
All right, look it, man. I'll call the Navy and get them down there.
You pay attention to me. No monkey ignores me for some video of a chimpanzee being...
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
By the way, to the gentleman who called and said, why isn't the Navy down there? The Coast Guard is. Okay, and they got boats. Man. Now, the other group of people that we should have mentioned, Harry, you're absolutely right, man. The Salvation Army. Now, those guys were there. See, we can make all the jokes we want about the Santa Claus ringing the bell and they're walking around with their funny hats, but the Salvation Army, within hours, was down there.
Not the Red Cross, not United Way, not whatever other organization is constantly making pleas for money, and I understand that. But I'm going to start saying no to you people, man. I ain't kidding you. I'm, you know, why? What exactly are you getting money from me for again? Can we run by this again? Well, here's our perspective. I don't want to read the whole thing, dude. I want to know why you cats aren't Johnny on the spot. The Salvation Army is never bugging me for money other than at Christmas time when Santa Claus is ringing his freaking bell. And yeah, I threw a couple of quarters in there. And now I feel like the lowest piece of trash on earth. From now on, when I walk by that guy, I'm dropping a wad of hundreds in there. I'm going to write a check. Okay? Naturally, I'll put that little pinprick in the side of it, so it'll be tough to process. You ever hear that? You know, I knew a girl once. She was, like, working as a model. She goes, oh, we're living hand-to-mouth here, you know. Well, what are you doing? You guys are spending all your money on champagne? Yeah. So what we do is, when we get a check, we'll pay the check, and then they take a pin and put it right through the edge of the check so that the check wouldn't bounce. It would have to go back through the cycle again. It would have to be reprocessed because the computer would spit it out. And this is how her and her model friends, one of whom I was dating, I'll say it. I paid all four of them. No, but that's how they would survive with their champagne, their high heels, and their bull crap. So anyway, let's hear it for the Salvation Army. One, two, three. All right, let's go to Dave. All right, forget it. Dave, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Renner. I'm calling from the Greyhound bus terminal in downtown L.A. right now. I work down here, but I'm studying to become a police officer to go to LAPD Academy. And the reason why I was calling you is to basically say something that I have not heard anybody saying, and that is the great work that's being done by the rescue people, the Air Force, the police officers who are doing their job, and I know there's a lot of them who didn't do their job, and also... right now on TV, I can see that they're rescuing people, and I think that's a great thing. I think it should be said.
Well, I totally agree with you. The people that are down there and doing a job, whether they're members of the Coast Guard, members of the police department, the National Guard, Salvation Army, Red Cross, yeah, however slow, whoever, doing a great job.
And the other thing, Mr. Henry, because I do eventually want to be LAPD, which I specify LAPD because I do believe, if you think about it, if you sit and you just like pour a glass of milk and just sit and think about it one night, say you can't sleep, LAPD is probably the best police department going right now. But that's if you think about it, you know.
All right, man. I'll get up tonight and pour myself a glass of milk. I mean.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's stuff that I think about.
Okay.
Just one more thing, and I don't know how to say this, and I don't want to be seen as insensitive, okay? Or maybe you should tell me. But if you are hoping to. I just would say to the rescuers, I've seen a lot of people on television, and a lot of them are crying, and that's a bad thing. But some of the women that are crying are showing their teeth, and I do see some gold caps. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up, if I'm a police officer, and I'm trying to rescue people, and I'm looking at a woman and she's crying, but she's got enough money to put, like, you know, just a row, man, of Elton John caps on her teeth. Am I thinking she's poor? I don't know, you know, so...
Well, what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? The people need rescuing. They need rescuing.
Yeah, but there's a priority. You know...
Well, you ain't going to rescue somebody with gold teeth? They go down the bottom of the list, huh?
Well, think about it. God, if you've got enough money...
It doesn't make any difference, man. How do you know that they're not injured or hurting? You saw them crying and they had gold teeth.
Mr. Renner, I'm studying to be a police officer, okay?
And I think you ought to study a little harder, man. I bet you get over to the academy, nobody's going to tell you that. Ain't nobody going to tell you. And by the way, gentlemen, if you see someone crying but you notice the glint of gold teeth, leave them to last.
Well, no, I haven't heard that, but that's something that I will bring up in the class as a change to the training manual, because they do say that, you know, based upon experience, they will change the training manual. You know,
well, then why don't you get out there and get some experience first? Then change the training manual. Don't stand up in class and say, excuse me, sir, what do you think about making people with gold teeth wait in line for evacuation? Since obviously, oh my God.
Well, you know, you're the one that's laughing about it. So, you know, I feel sorry for you, man.
By the way, all right, Dave, thanks for your call.
I just want to say, if you need like a candy bar, come to Dave's Candy Stand.
1-800-449, I'm working at the Greyhound bus station.
All right, so this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for that nice screening job on that call, bud.
Well, he said he's a police officer.
He's a student. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's not the bus station, is it, bud?
No.
All right, let me get on. This is retired Army General Galen Shaw as we continue our discussion tonight here on the Phil Hendry Show about the Red Cross, where they talk about the government not responding quickly enough, federal government, or the state not responding quickly enough, or the city. Let's get down to the question of the American Red Cross. What are they doing with the enormous resources they have? And, General, thanks for joining our program.
Well, Phil, it's always a great pleasure to be on your program. In a situation like this, of course, I wish things were different.
General, what do you think about the American Red Cross, the money that they are constantly being, given, millions of Americans and people, you know, contributing, and yet we have this terrible tragedy in New Orleans, and there's no real, you know, response time from those guys. Forget about the government for a moment. Aren't these guys in the business of disaster relief?
Phil, I think it's a very, very good question. I think that it should be asked. And I am, for one, an individual who'd like an answer. If you go to the city of Chicago and see the American Red Cross building in Chicago, it is a multi-floor edifice. It has hundreds of offices in it. The bureaucracy that it takes to keep the Red Cross going is obviously quite extensive and significant. And I have to ask myself, why the investment is being made in that kind of infrastructure for a charitable organization when the money could be spent much better, I think, on relief efforts, as you said. As a matter of fact, right now I'm looking at the Red Cross on the helmet of an individual who is supposedly trying to help the people there, and all I can feel is, Phil, almost a burning sensation, as if someone is applying something very hot to the area of my body where I ordinarily would, if you'll forgive me, evacuate in the morning. So I would say, when I look at the Red Cross, either on a truck or on a helicopter or anywhere, I don't think relief anymore, Phil. I feel a burn, almost as if someone is searing the area where ordinarily I would pass what is usually something very solid, but can get runny. And
okay, that's great. I understand. But in other words, you feel like the American people are being taken for a ride.
Well, Phil, if it's a ride, it is a painful ride, and one that they're going to get up from and probably have to hold a wet towel to their rear end. Because I can tell you this, you made a very good point. Within hours, the American Red Cross should have been in New Orleans. I hold them accountable because they exist, Phil, because of the charity of the American people.
All right. Not to say that the government gets a ride or a pass, but that some of these charities ought to be looked at.
Oh, without question. And when you mentioned 9/11, and I forget the name of the woman who ran the American Red Cross during 9/11, that woman took money that was donated by the American people and, for all I know, kept some of it herself.
Well, you don't have any information on that, do you?
Well, she came on and talked about how she wanted to hold it for another emergency. But women today, they want to buy the brand-new Mercedes convertible. They're always complaining about how they never have enough tampons. You don't know what's being done with that money. And when you have a female...
All right, I got a General, I have to take a break here.
You just took a break. I don't...
Yeah, hold on for a minute, okay? He's flipped, man.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? What do I mean? When I look at the American Red Cross building, I feel as if someone is searing that part of my body. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So tonight, if you didn't hear... Guy by the name of Kanye West got up on the Concert for Hurricane Relief, a dignified benefit airing on NBC and on other networks tonight, and he turned it into some really kind of, I got nothing against the guy that wants to express his opinion, but it was like just some, it was like, dumbass is us. In other words,
Here was the comment. George Bush doesn't care about black people, and America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well-off, as slow as possible. And that's why he's on TV, and I'm not. You know what? I don't like black people anymore. I used to, but I hate them. I hate them because... All right, anyway, it says here, the show, simulcast from NBC on NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, other networks. On NBC and other networks, yeah, all of them ending with NBC. Oh, and PAX, P-A-X, which stands for, I was going to say something about Mr. Paxson, but that ain't him, is it? That's Paxson. PAX is something else. Mr. Paxson, you know, let me tell you something, as long as we're on the subject of Christian broadcasters, I ain't going to say nothing about Paxson, but I will tell you something about Christian broadcasters. Now, I happen to know this because I've been in the business so long. And I've been around all kinds of broadcasters. I want you people better. You need to know something. Some of the most foul-mouthed people I've ever met in my life. Some of the most foul-mouthed, backstabbing, insensitive bastards that I've ever known in this business are Christian broadcasters. And I'm not talking about Christians being, I'm not saying it's a bad religion. What I'm saying is, I could mention some names, but I won't.
Bud.
But you talk about the filthy mouth on a guy, F this and MF that. You think I'm kidding? I ain't. Now, I don't know who they think they got conned or whether this stuff all stays inside like we're all pals, we're all fellow broadcasters, and, well, I'll never leak the word. You know what? I don't know you nothing, man. I don't know any of them cats anything. And my wife worked for a Christian broadcast company. Other than one guy, a very good friend of hers, the rest of them were just the most insular and mean people you ever met in your life. So next time you listen to Christian radio, keep that in mind. The guy that's telling you all that sweet stuff, he closes the mic off, turns around, and just sucker punches his female producer for kicks. I'm kidding. I don't know whether he does that or not. Probably does something to her, though. And it has something to do with setting her up on the board and turning the on-air light on so no one comes in. Now this. So where was I, dude? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So anyway, this guy got on the air tonight, and he starts talking all kind of smack on the president. All right, that's cool. Like, that's a real original thought there, Kanye. This cat's talking about how, you know, Bush is, like, bad. Really? I haven't heard that before. This just in, Bush is a jackball. West's comment about the president was cut from NBC's West Coast airing, which showed showed it live on the East Coast. When asked why, NBC said, because the dumbass stuff that he said was so funky. We want to help this guy's career. We don't want to ruin it. And when people get a load of what a freaking brain surgeon he is, just out of principle, they won't buy his music. You can imagine that a guy's got something to say, but when you hear him talk and you realize that we're talking to a guy that would rather take his brain out and play with it than use it, all bets are off. Katie, bar the door. All right, thank you very much, NBC, for that comment. And again, we want to thank all of the people who've donated to Hurricane Relief. I'd love to thank my company, but it's not quite going to be. No, it's cool. If $500,000 is good, it is. $500,000 is very good. Except when Nicolas Cage is outdoing you by $500,000. My suggestion, give to the Salvation Army, man. In other words, what you do is you put the money, give it to the people that stepped up to the plate, man. Give it to the people that stepped up to the plate. All those cats at the Salvation Army, man, we always make jokes about them, but you know what? They're there. They're taking care of all the folks on the street. They go where nobody else wants to go. They wear their uniforms, they bang their drums, they have Santa Claus with the thing. But you know what? When the thing came down in New Orleans, guess who was down there first? Salvation Army. I say, give all your bread to them. I don't hear any more talk about, you know, how the Red Cross needs more and United Way needs more. All these guys, Salvation Army. In fact, I'm going to join the damn Salvation Army. Or at least I'll go see Guys and Dolls again. Don't you know about Guys and Dolls, bud?
No, I never heard of it.
It's an old movie. It's about a guy that falls in love with a Salvation Army chick.
Yeah.
All right, so you're bored. Fine. All right, that's it. 1-800-449-8686. You'll listen to The Phil Hendry Show. Our web address is www.philhendryshow.com and phs@philhendryshow.com. Now, coming up on Monday, Labor Day, a Bobby Dooley marathon. And Bobby will be on with her husband, Steve, with their sons, Seth, Dylan, and Justin, with Janice Greeley from the Homeowners Association Council, with her high heels, her capri pants, her breast enlargements, and all of the other unacceptable things that make her such a joy to be with. That's the Bobby Dooley Marathon coming up on Monday. And if we were still on in New Orleans, we'd be making people laugh right now and feel a little bit better about life. But no, they had to drop our show in favor of, I don't know, some guys. I think it's a Christian station now, as a matter of fact. They're lying to you down there. Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for listening.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.